This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the full 2 hours this weekend. That's right. Big Al is taking a little break from KER Politics, so that means you are going to get 2 hours of metals and markets commentary. The first hour is going to be focused more on the metals sector, along with a update from Novo Resources to wrap up the first hour, and the second hour more focused on general markets, as well as I know I'm going to be getting a lot of comments on the Fed and what came out of that press conference and statement midway through last week. Happy to say that I am kicking off this show with Rick Rule. Everybody knows Rick Rule, but more importantly, you know what? He comes over from Sprott, who has been very active in the resource sector over these last couple years. One of the few groups that has been injecting, I think, key portions of money into stocks. Let's first take a look from the high level at the precious metals, gold more specifically, and it's set up in 2019. We are in a bit of an uptrend, but quite frankly, that middle to tail end of the year last year was rough on gold until it managed to bottom in October. Where do you think the precious metals stand right now in your eyes here, Rick?
My own suspicion is that we are in for a good, but perhaps not great, 2019 from a gold pricing standpoint. I think we're in the early parts of a rollover of the U.S. dollar. I think the fact that the Fed has decided that they're going to be patient, which is a buzzword for soft, means that the strength that the dollar has enjoyed relative to some other currencies, and specifically with regards to gold, probably begins to roll over in 2019, which is good for gold. You've heard me say on your show for years that the gold price is, importantly, a manifestation of people's faith in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. In other words, they trade conversely. If the yield on the U.S. 10-year treasuries doesn't actively reflect people's suspicion with regards to the purchasing power, that is, the depreciation of their purchasing power, then the treasury falls and gold does well. And I think we're in the very beginnings of that move right now. The levels of debt we have, which don't seem to bother people anymore, still bother people who can do arithmetic, the idea that at the federal level we owe $22 trillion in recourse obligations and $130 or $140 trillion in non-recourse obligations. Over time, that number begins to weigh on people's faith in the ability of the U.S. dollar to maintain its purchasing power. And as that wavering of faith gains strength, the gold price will gain strength too.
So this year it sounds like more of a development on the positive side for the precious metals as more things start to go in their favor. But again, kind of what you said there is don't necessarily expect a screaming higher gold price, just more of this building to better data. What do you have to say about some of that recent information coming out of other central banks that they have started buying gold? I know a lot of the gold bugs hang on to this kind of data and say this is really going to pop the gold price. I think it's more about the generalist investor finally showing some interest. How do you balance the two?
I agree with you completely. My friend Doug Casey once described central bankers as people who might have trouble finding jobs at convenience stores had they not been born into good families and worn good suits. The idea that they're particularly savvy investors, I think, has been disproven fairly conclusively over time. The sales by the Canadian and British central banks of gold early in the last decade before it rose sixfold in price being prime examples. I'm more impressed, frankly, by private sector investors who have had very good track records over the last 30 years, the sort of Ray Dalios of the world. and their buying of gold, and their buying of gold for the right reason, not because they're expecting immediate speculative gains, but rather because gold seems to them like a store of value in a very uncertain time. I take some heart in extremely smart people who have made billions of dollars with their own efforts, rather than the sort of blatherings of central bankers whose job it is to serve a sort of a homogenous and not so smart electorate.
Well, a lot of these central bankers seem to deal with a lot of this groupthink, and they all seem to read off of similar playbooks, which seems to get them in the problems that they're in right now. But, Rick, what about this overall trend of everybody getting very pessimistic in terms of the markets? We have seen we are in bear markets in markets around the world, and even many of the major markets in the U.S. dropped that 20% plus level just at the tail end of last year. How concerned do precious metals investors need to be of a major pullback in global equity markets also dragging down the precious metals?
I think that precious metals and precious metals equities investors need to be concerned from two different points of view. In particular, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but we need to be concerned about a liquidity event, about a black swan, some unforeseen circumstance coming into a market where people were already afraid, a situation analogous to 2008. When you have liquidity-driven events, tertiary assets, which is to say the small stocks and precious metals, get sold off very, very hard. We need to remember that gold stocks are stocks. And when you have an overall decline in the stock market, the gold stocks fall too. Now, they sometimes come back more quickly as a consequence of their underpinnings with regards to value. But gold stocks are stocks. The second thing that you and I need to recognize is that the audience listening to this, while they respond to gold, are normally broader-based natural resource investors. People who are gold investors are often intrigued by a variety of sort of hard money or natural resource topics. And the circumstance that would seem to be causing the major equity markets to sell off have to do with the fear that after 9 years of relatively benign economic climate, that is a recovery, however tepid, that that recovery is long of tooth. And if we dip into recession on a global basis, particularly if we were to dip into recession in the United States, that would impact demand for a wide variety of commodities and, of course, impact pricing on commodities equities. So I think we need to be nervous both from a general market liquidity point of view and also from a broader economic point of view as resource investors and as investors in general.
And that's a whole another reason for always having some sort of cash. Can we get just a quick comment from you before we get into some of the nuances within the actual stocks on some of the other resource sectors? Base metals continue to struggle. That can be a lot because of global growth. Energy metals really came off the burn last year. Do you see any of these starting to capture some more attention?
We see in the subsectors uranium definitely catching a bid, definitely catching interest. The base metals stocks have been really, really, really hurt. There are definitely supply deficits and supply deficits mounting. But people are concerned about the economy and about demand for various base metals looking 2 to 3 years out. It's a really interesting conundrum to me in base metals. You have major base metals, copper, zinc, I would argue, nickel, that are all priced in global markets below the incentive prices necessary to bring new mines into production.
All right, Rick, we need to wrap up this first segment for the radio, but I do have you coming back next segment. We are going to continue our discussion, but this time diving a little bit more into the metal stocks.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. I am continuing to chat with Rick Rule. And Rick, we talked a lot about the broad metals markets last segment. This segment, I want to get a bit more in-depth into the actual stocks and some of the transactions that have happened, as well as the discrepancy we continue to see between overall gold stocks and the underlying gold price. Can I get your comment on how generally stocks, metal stocks, have been lagging even, let's say, the gold price? We're still seeing maybe too many stocks in general in the gold sector, and just a lack of capital flowing into a wide range of these stocks. How do you balance out a rising gold price and stock prices that are still at some pretty depressed levels?
That's a wonderful question, and I think partially it reflects skepticism on the part of the investment community, both the generalist community and the specialist community, about the structure of the gold mining industry. You put your finger on one criticism, which is to say that there are too many mining companies, majors, intermediates, juniors, and explorers. And that is being helped by the recent trend to mergers and acquisition. But the truth is that the industry spends too much money on listing costs and general and administrative costs. And the investors are wise to this. The investors are looking at the index and how much money goes out in G&A and how little money goes in the ground. And some of them are saying, wisely, I think, if you think the gold price is going to go up, buy gold. Buy the gold stocks later. The second reason for this malaise in gold equities relative to the gold price, I think, has to do with the experience of the last decade. And that's very damning for the gold industry. The gold price in the period 2000 to 2010, that decade, went from about $260 an ounce to $1,500 an ounce. And cash flow per share among the gold producers fell. Now, that took special skill to use a circumstance where the commodity that you produced increased sixfold in price while delivering a decrease in cash flow per share. And I think the industry is going to have to show investors that they aren't going to repeat those mistakes. I have some faith that they won't repeat those mistakes unless they're given the opportunity to. So in that regard, the malaise, the softness in the gold equities relative to the gold price is probably in the longer term useful, because it will temper the enthusiasm of management teams to do stupid things with money.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And unfortunately, and it is so unfortunate that even through this bear market, so many people have talked about the need for companies to be run more efficiently and more effectively. And now we're still seeing them make the same errors they were making 8 to 10 years ago. Let's look a little bit on the bright side, though, in terms of some of the M&A activity that has happened more at the top end. Some of these majors, and especially just recently, with Newmont and Goldcorp, and there's been a number of majors combining forces. Where do you see the opportunity coming here? Do you think that's going to lead to more acquisitions of the smaller companies, or is there another area where you see other companies being able to take advantage of some of the gap that's left?
I see three circumstances, all good. The first is that the lateral mergers by large companies gives them the ability to manage more assets with lower general and administrative expense. In other words, cutting G&A out of these businesses. Newmont has suggested that there could be as much as $100 million in savings. I suspect that there could be $250 million in savings, which would be good. The second thing is that we've proven over time that larger, more liquid companies enjoy higher share prices and lower cost of capital. And in a capital-intensive business like mining, that's a great competitive advantage. So one of the things that will happen, I think, is that as you have fewer entities among the larger companies, that the share prices generally, represented probably by the XAU, will go up over 12 months for no other reason than more participants are larger and more liquid. There will also, I think, be a reasonable number of peer-to-peer mergers rather than takeovers, as institutional investors see the savings that they enjoyed in the majors and ask other parts of their portfolio to deliver them similar benefits. what I think will happen in the near term that investors won't like as much is that the takeovers that all of us suggested would happen in 2019, where larger companies took over smaller companies, will be less prevalent. The truth is that as a consequence of the Newmont and Barrick mergers, and to a lesser degree the acquisition of Tahoe by Pan American, there's going to be $10 or $12 or $13 billion worth of assets for sale in the next 12 months, which I think will capture a lot of the cash that would otherwise have gone into takeovers. One area that really interests me, I guess two areas that interest me. The first is that the providers of capital to the industry, the people who will have to find the $12 billion for the acquirers, should do very well. That's a particularly happy event for me at Sprott because that's one of the businesses that we're in. And I suspect that the provision of capital, as an example, bridge lending for merger and acquisition activity in 2019 will be very good. I think the other beneficiaries of this that come immediately to mind will be the royalty and streaming companies, the Franco-Nevadas, the Wheaton Precious, the Anglo-Pacifics, the Sandstorms, the Royal Golds. People have been wondering if those companies could continue to grow their asset bases and deploy capital as rapidly as they have done in the past. And I think this year will be an absolute banner year for them deploying capital in these M&A activities. And the consequence of that deployment is that analysts and investors will be able to model out revenue growth on a per-share basis for these companies over the next 5 or 6 years. So I think one of the immediate beneficiaries of this will be the royalty and streaming companies, which are already good businesses and have suffered some share price declines in 2018, making them more attractive investment targets anyway. The second circumstance that I think occurs for investors out of these dispositions will be the fact that more assets and more management teams are available. And I think what you'll see is some of the better juniors being able to acquire assets from these dispositions that they are able to focus on.
All right, Rick, some very interesting comments and some, I think, good focus for investors to look at the opportunities that are going to be present after these mergers and acquisitions are all completed and some of these people and properties start to get offloaded. Rick, it's great having you on the show. I greatly appreciate all of the time that you spend with us, and I greatly appreciate all of your comments. I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks again for your time.
Certainly a pleasure, Corey. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Virginia is taking a lot of heat for a racially charged photo of a person dressed in Ku Klux Klan clothing standing next to a person wearing blackface. It was a 1984 college yearbook, and one of the people pictured is Ralph Northam.
I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust.
The NAACP is calling for his resignation, but he says he won't resign. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus called the photo disgusting, reprehensible, and offensive. Also calling for his resignation, Democratic Senator Cory Booker. He just announced he's a candidate for the 2020 presidential nomination. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments that I spent with Rick Rule. It had been a while since I had Rick back on the show, but always interesting to see how he's viewing the metals market and more or less what's going on around the world. In this segment, I am introducing a new guest to the show. His name is Luis Garcia. He is the founder of the blog called High Grade by Economic Alpha. Economic Alpha is his Twitter handle, and I've been following Luis on Twitter for a number of years now, as he's provided some very good insights on specific companies and generally the resource sector. Luis, I first just want to introduce you by getting a general comment on the gold market. You focus on resources, but even more so on precious metals and gold. Can you outline some of the major drivers behind what's going on in gold right now and where you think gold stands in terms of an investment, please?
Sure. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. You know, the gold market right now is very interesting. Parallels to 2016, I think. For one, in 2016, the Fed paused, and it caused a significant rally in the price of gold. But back then, the price of gold was much lower. It was sub 1,100, I believe, if I recall correctly. This time around, three years later, we have a scenario where the Fed, again, has paused. And a lot of speculation is in the market right now that the Fed's next move could be not a hike, but rather a cut. So that's somewhat transformational. And so what I think where we stand right now, we're still in a very large trading range. Obviously, we're now at the higher end of that trading range. The trading range that I'm specifically referencing is the 1050 low and the 1370 high that we've been in for such a long time here. But I find it interesting that the parallels of 2016 are very similar, with the biggest difference being that I think the market is pricing in the end of the rate hike cycle. Whereas in 2016, hindsight's 2020, obviously, but that was really only a pause in the hike cycle. It went on to further continue, and so gold just kind of stayed in a trading range. But we're now $50 away from a level where if gold can break on a daily, weekly, and monthly closing basis, it'll get very interesting really fast.
Yeah, you outlined some good facts about where the Fed stands right now, and it's something that Chris Temple and I chatted about a lot over the week on Wednesday and Thursday specifically. But as you mentioned, gold has been in this trading range ever since 2013. You can argue that it's a long basing formation because we have been building out of that low that was put in at the tail end of 2015, but we still haven't gotten that breakout. Do you think just enough of the Fed pausing and continuing a pause throughout this year that can drive gold to finally break out of that pretty staunch resistance around 1370 to 1380?
Yeah, I hate using the or despise using the word this time is different, but it just seems to me that this time may be actually different. You know, we have a lot of different drivers this time around. We've got an economic cycle that is approaching or well beyond now 10 years. It's one of the longest economic cycles that we have been. And also real interest rates, a big driver in the price of gold, and actually the value of the dollar has been really struggling. You can kind of see gold in other currencies rallying significantly. And that's often a sign, especially when gold in other currencies are close to or nearing highs, for example, in the Australian dollar and also in the Canadian dollar, commodity currencies. We're not too far off from all-time highs in those respective currencies. And for the most part, in my view, the alternative currencies outside of the dollar typically rally first. And then the dollar, as the dollar starts to weaken, catches up from a gold price perspective. One of the other things, too, and this has been well known, it's not new this year, but there was an article by the World Gold Council that was actually put out today that central bank gold buying has been the highest it's been in 50 years. The demand is there. It's not going away. So certainly, you know, this time around, you know, the product is difficult to value because it's very psychological. And that's why you have to focus on the technicals in addition to everything else to sort of see where the price can go from here.
I completely agree. Looking at the charts is crucial, and I know talking to a lot of the generalist investors, they're still waiting for that breakout to put more money into, or to put any money into the sector, which is a major driver when that does happen, which takes us to kind of your investment strategy, really focusing on a smaller number of companies that meet a pretty defined criteria. You're not necessarily looking for those high-risk exploration companies. You look at these companies more from a fundamental business perspective. Can you share some of the highlights and some of the key factors you look at when analyzing companies?
Sure. So as I just stated, the sector is so fragmented that there are so many different mining companies out there. And sometimes it's overwhelming. We see GDX and GDXJ and how they have really underperformed poorly. Even when compared to the price of gold, they have just underperformed poorly. And that to me means that, you know, there's too many mining companies and even fewer that are actually investable mining companies. Sure, if the price of gold enters a bull market, mining companies are going to rise. They're leveraged to the price of gold, and so they're really call options to a higher gold price. But the way I looked at it was if I wanted exposure to the price of gold, I could either buy the metal itself, or I could buy call options to the price of gold, or futures, or whatever the case may be to get that leverage. I don't really need to be in the mining sector. So when I looked at the mining sector as a whole, I realized to myself, if I'm going to invest in the sector, I want to rule out the price of gold from the beginning. And that's how I started my process. So really what I look for is a junior company that has potential to grow in the next 3 to 5 years, that has more than one asset so that I don't have a single asset mine risk, that can generate or is currently generating free cash flow to fund exploration, in other words, future growth and resources, that has a solid management team, one that has had success in the past at other companies in making money, and a company that has a proven track record and has management skin in the game. So those are kind of the high-level things that I look at. So at any given time, I may only be looking at, you know, 3 to 5 mining companies that I think are legitimate investments. And then the rest of them, to me, are just, you know, speculative leverage trades on gold, which is fine, too, because I don't mind buying a mining stock that is going to double if the price of gold does really well. But that price doubling may never necessarily mean that that's what it's worth. Obviously, if you sell it after it doubles, then that's great. But a lot of times they double and maybe even triple. And they may not ever produce a mine or may never even produce an ounce of gold. And so that's why I'd rather focus on 5% of the industry and 95% of the rest I just trade.
I think that's a great strategy and one that I think many investors in this junior sector could learn from. It also would, I think, help to clear out some of these companies that don't really have a whole lot going for them that seem to somehow be able to raise small amounts of money just to keep the lights on. We are going to wrap it up there, but it's been great introducing you and having you on our show. I'm sure that I will be having you back on a more regular basis to discuss some more of the companies that you are liking and some more thoughts on the general market. Again, if anybody wants to check out Lewis's site, that is economicalpha.blog. I will also post a link in the weekend show posting. And if anybody has any questions for Lewis and you want him to look into any companies or any other topics regarding the precious metals, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. Lewis, thanks again for your time and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me on. I'll be more than happy to come back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. As promised, we are getting that update from Novo Resources and Quentin Henny, the president and chairman. Quentin, on Thursday, January 31st, Novo released a news release that discussed this mechanical sorting that is ongoing at Karratha, and it outlined some encouraging results. I got a number of questions, and some that were directed at the just clarification of what these type of results mean for the company. Can you please, just first and foremost, try to simplify what these results mean and help the investors understand what this means for the company moving forward?
Yeah, certainly. Look, we're very encouraged by the results. Back in December, we announced the results from the concentrates that were produced. Those were the first to be assayed. Then we got all the assays for the various fractions of material that was not picked by the machine, you know, in other words, we'll call it waste products and stuff, and then the undersized and the oversized fractions. So now we have a total look at the entire system, you know, the sorting recoveries and ability of this machine to potentially concentrate the gold out of these rocks. Tomra usually uses, or ore sorting is usually used, I should say, for upgrading ore bodies. You know, like if people mine a deposit, the machines will pick out pieces of waste, and they might remove, say, 20 or 30% of the mass and upgrade the resulting material. That's typical, okay? In this case, we're actually picking the rock particles that have the gold, which is interesting. So we're taking a large mass of material, i.e. our conglomerates, crushing them down, putting them through a sorting machine, and the machine is actually picking out the rock particles that have gold in them. All right, this is a bit different approach, but it's not conventional. Like Tomra has done this on several ore bodies. They said this is the first time they've seen recoveries like this, and it's by and large because of the deposit we have. You know, it's a very nuggety system. The gold occurs as discrete particles, bit of halo around them, but most of the gold occurs as nuggets within the rock. All right, so what does this mean? We crushed four samples. Two of them were a bit oxidized. They were kind of crumbly. Hindsight, you know, those were probably not the best samples to run, but we have limited access, you know, where we're at surface right now, so we had to kind of take what we can get. But the two samples that were indurated, like hard material, and we crushed them down, they sorted very well. We saw recoveries north of 80% in both of those in the product that was actually put through the machine. So I think one was 81%, one was 89%. This is remarkable. Think of it like this. What if you chucked a bunch of pennies in a cement mixer, and then the cement is poured out, and you're like, oh, I want my pennies back, right? So what are you going to do? You've got to crush up that rock and then extract those pennies, but they're randomly scattered through there. Put it through this machine. What's remarkable, this machine will get your pennies back, and it'll identify those particles of rock and recover those specific pieces. Okay, that's absolutely mind-blowing. Where we now need to move with this is we need to optimize things. We need to figure out what's an appropriate crush size so that the machine works more effectively. In other words, probably a bit finer, like we have to crush it down to, say, 50-millimeter particle size, so the x-rays can pass to the rocks and the machine can identify them. We also have to figure out what to do with the fines. We have some ideas, for example, a process called agglomeration. You take the fines and mix them with a little bit of cement, make them kind of like cookie dough, make them back into rock particles and put them through the sorter. That's one alternative. The other alternative is simple. You just process the fines through a gravity circuit, recover the gold out that way. All right, so what it means to us is we have a potential means now of processing this material, both at a test scale and, you know, ultimately, hopefully, at a commercial scale. So we're moving in the right direction.
So, Quentin, just a follow-up. With this rock sorting and its success, or at least it seems like success, does this help you get to a resource report, or is this more for future test mining?
This is for future test mining as well as, you know, longer term. This is one of those things we wanted to test because of this unusual ore body. It worked. It looks like it's working, and we anticipate using it going forward. It will also be a component of our mineralization report that we're putting together right now on the project. I think showing that we have means to treat this material, or potential means, is really building us a case to convert our exploration licenses to mining licenses.
All right, Quentin. So there were a number of questions that came in from our listeners, and we will take at least a couple of them throughout this interview, but there were a lot of them. One question came from asking, what part of the conglomerate, the upper or the lower part, were these four samples taken from?
Yeah, we grabbed the first three samples. The first one was lower conglomerate, kind of right in the, you know, somewhere in the middle of the two or three meters that's mineralized there. I can't tell you exactly, but it was in the kind of the guts of the gold-bearing zone. The next two samples were from the upper horizon. They were a place about 400 or 500 meters from the first sample, a little bit more oxidized. Those samples, I think they by and large were in the gold-bearing horizon. They might have been a bit out, you know, but I think we pretty much got it. You know, it's very difficult visually to see these sometimes, but I think we got pretty close. The fourth sample was further along yet. It was about 1,200 meters east of the first sample, and that one was, again, in the upper horizon. That one, I don't think we quite, I think we were actually towards a footwall and we got into the material below it. What's remarkable is that even though that sample was lower grade, the machine worked fantastic. It managed to pick the gold, even though it was lower grade. So that's interesting. I mean, think about it. You know, we've got a deposit here, very nuggety, very hard to put your finger on exactly where the top and the bottom is. But with this, this might actually give us means to process something that has a bit of uncertainty around it. And even if it's low grade, it appears to be effective.
So is that the important part here, is that what you're proving is the Tomra machine is effective in terms of isolating the gold nuggets within the larger deposit? Or is there something more that you can pull out of these very high grades for the concentrates when comparing them to, say, the head grade?
Look, the resulting head grades are the numbers that were calculated in this most recent news release. What is encouraging, though, is that the mass of material that we produce through sorting is very small. In other words, we capture most of the gold in a small fraction. That's great because that means you can do something directly with that product. You can process it further to extract the gold. You don't have to deal with, you know, millions of tons of material at that point. You're dealing with a very, very small fraction.
Okay. The next couple questions deal with the conglomerates and the potential continuation of these conglomerates. There's a couple questions that I'm going to combine here. One being the fact that Artemis today, or well, yesterday, released quarterly activity report saying that 3 out of 7 diamond drill holes at Purdy's did not hit the conglomerate. But there is also the question of why don't you guys go in at Comet Well, start drilling some diamond holes below the conglomerate to confirm any sort of continuation?
Okay, first of all, we have drilled a lot of diamond holes. There were some news releases in the last two quarters of the last year that show some maps where we drilled diamond holes. We are putting that data together right now. Artemis needed this data because in Australia they report quarterly results. This is just a small snippet. These 7 drill holes that we drilled over there were basically infill holes to kind of augment some drilling we did in 2017. We're fleshing out that model right now. So in short, we do have a lot of diamond drill holes at Comet Well. They demonstrate good continuity. We see the conglomerates from hole to hole. I've talked about this before. At Purdy's Reward, we needed to test a few areas where there was kind of a gap in data. And one of them was around a little island-like feature that we see. So there were a few holes, like I think you said 3, that hit this island-like body. But the rest of them hit the conglomerate. The conglomerate simply wraps around the island-like feature. What we're going to do is once we get our mineralization report put together, and which includes a geologic model of all this diamond drilling, we will put that three-dimensional model in the public's hands too, so they can see the continuity of the conglomerates and so forth.
Okay, so in summary, we should be getting some news in terms of the continuity of the conglomerates when you do come out with some more studies and tie together some more of these work and the drill holes that have already been drilled, correct?
Correct.
Unfortunately, for everybody listening on the radio, we are out of time for this segment, but Quentin and I do continue this conversation for about another 10 minutes. If you want to hear that full interview, please come visit our site, kereport.com. Click on that first hour weekend show posting and listen to segment 4. Everybody, I will be right back in the second hour discussing more U.S. equity markets and that Fed statement from halfway through the week.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.